Thank you for calling
Hi,
the
Jay,
Credit
can I help
Pros. My
you?
name is Robert, certified credit repair specialist with the Credit Pros. Who do I have the pleasure to be speaking with today?
All right, Vida, we are connected now. Let me introduce you with them. Hi, good day. This is Sohail from Cheap Rental. ID is 312, and I have Vida with me, and they're interested in a program. I'm already working on some listings for them to find them a place for rent, but now they need your help regarding their credit score so they can qualify for a place for rent. Can you please assist them?
Yes.
All right, Vida, now you can talk to the credit advisor. In the meantime, I will be working on some listings for you, and we will be keeping in touch with you via text message. You both have a wonderful day. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Hello?
Hello, career advisor, are you there?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, Vida? Hi, good morning. Once again, my name is Robert. I'm a certified career repair specialist. Okay, if I understand it correctly, you are looking for a rent to own home. Do not worry, our partners are going to send you your information of housing options. While waiting for those options, Vida, let's make sure the credit, it will be not a reason for you to get denied today, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. So are you currently renting or staying with somebody right now?
Staying with my mom right now.
Okay, thank you very much. And when was the last time that you were able to get a hold of your credit score? And do you know your credit report and score? And do you know your score right now by any chance?
I'm on the phone. It was like last week.
Okay, do you know your score? What number are you in right now? What is your score?
I think 602.
Okay, thank you very much. And are you currently paying anything on time? Could be reflected on positive on your credit report.
No, I was looking for somebody to help me get signed up for that program.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Okay, so based on what I understand so far, the only thing that might be holding you back for this is your credit. So what I'm going to do for you right now is that I'm going to attempt just a soft pull, a courtesy pull with Equifax. I really need to take a look at those negative items and to get a hold of your credit score. To have your exact number, it will not affect your credit score on any way. And just so you know, we do use special technology to protect your information just as your bank will do, okay? We have the same level security. So, Vida, I already have some basic information from you. Is Vida Hendricks, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you have any middle initial by any chance?
E.
Thank you. Can you help me out with your zip code?
43224.
Hey, can you repeat that a little bit slower for me, please?
43224.
Thank you. And that is in Columbus, Ohio. Thank you very much. Can you help me out with your mailing address, the number, and the street name?
2784 Yorkcliffe Road.
Thank you. Phone number 614-946-8651. Thank you. Vida, for me to be able to make this courtesy pull, I will be needing your social security number. Ready when you are?
Okay. 293-72-4581.
Thank you. And just one more thing, Vida. Can I have your date of birth, please?
2467.
And 02-04-1967, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. It's going to take about 15 seconds for me to get a hold of your credit report and score with Equifax. In the meanwhile, can you help me out telling me, what is your source of income? Are you currently working right now?
Yes, I babysit. I get paid twice a week and I also get Social Security.
Okay. Thank you very much for that information. Okay, so Equifax is asking me to ask you just a few secure questions to make sure, once again, that is your information, the one they're going to send me back, and not somebody else's for each question, Vida. I'm going to give you four answers, but if the question or the answer don't apply to you, just let me know, and we're just going to skip that question, okay? Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you very much. So which of the following is a current or previous employer? I'm going to give you four answers. Is it Chase, John Vanderpool Dairy, Amgen Inc., or Northwestern University?
No.
Thank you. According to our records, you currently own or lease or have owned or leased in the past year one of the following vehicles. Was it a BMW 4 Series, Dodge Stealth, Cadillac DeVille, May Batch 57 Zeppelin?
Oh, wow. Would you say that again? Say that again.
Okay. First answer is BMW 4 Series, Dodge Stealth, Cadillac DeVille, or May Batch 57 Zeppelin.
A Dodge.
Thank you. Please select the county for the address that you provide. Is it Richland, Franklin, Pike, or Delaware?
Franklin.
Thank you. Let me submit this answer for you. Let's see if this is enough for Equifax. Okay, I got a few more questions. Okay. Please select the city that you have previously resided in. Rainsville, Columbus, Woodville, Alberta.
Columbus.
Thank you. Okay. Can you please tell me what was the year model of the vehicle, the Dodge that you had? Was it a 1996, 1997, 1998, or 1999? 86. Thank you. According to your records, it seems that you opened a mortgage loan in June of 2021. Do you recall doing this, a mortgage loan, in June of 2021?
No.
Thank you. According to your credit profile, it seems that you opened a home, a quantity line of credit type of loan in October of 2021. Do you recall doing this?
No.
Thank you. Okay. Let me submit these answers for you really quick. Okay, I got a few more questions. Vida, which of the following institutions do you have a bank account with? Is it with Discover Bank, Royal Bank of America, Chemical Bank, or Star Bank?
Neither one of those.
Thank you. According to your credit profile, it seems that you open.
Say it again.
According to your credit profile, it says that you opened a mortgage loan in March of 2018. Do you recall doing this? In March of 2018.
I don't have no mortgage loan because I haven't even owned a house.
Okay. You currently or previously reside on one of the following streets. Was it Keystone, El Estado, Rubble, Yorklift?
Yorklift.
Thank you. Let me submit these answers for you once again.
Okay.
Thank you. I think this is going to be enough. Yep, got your credit score, quick view score, and summary for Vida Henrik. It's 559. 559, okay.
559.
Okay. Just a few negative items, nothing major. We could definitely help you out by disputing this. You just have one minor delinquent, one major derogatory trend. You're in 100% trades over delinquent. You had no public records, no bankruptcies, just one third-party debt collection. See, total money collection is just $240. No repositions, no foreclosures, and just one trades over delinquent. This is one account, Vida, that you're late on your payments. No more than 3 months, in between 1 to 3 months behind in your payments. Nothing major, okay? We could definitely help you out, okay? And help you remove the negative items, improve your credit score at the same time for you to get you into the house that you want while working in your credit situation, okay? And for you to save the money if you would like to purchase that home with a down payment. So you're already into the rent-to-own program with us. I'm going to send this information over to our partners so they could send you the housing listings for you, okay? And just so you know, the goal of the credit pros is to help you improve your credit. so you can achieve your goals and dreams. In your case, get you into a place to live of your own, okay? And help you with your credit situation at the same time. And based on that information granted from you qualify for the Success Plus package. Here, Vida, I already activated your client portal with us. I'm going to send you an email and a text message coming from the Credit Pros, where you're going to be able to see the improvement of your credit score 24/7. You're going to be able to see, Vida, those negative items that I'm going to be working on for you, the negative items that I'm going to have removed from your credit score. And let me tell you something, Vida. You're going to be able to see the different opportunities that you and your credit score are going to have, okay? And of course, Vida, you're going to have access to your credit information at any time. Also, Vida, to make things easier for you, I'm going to send you a reference letter. I'm going to send that in PDF so you could download it yourself to have it physically in your hand. Or you could send it when you're applying for those housing options. Have proof that you're working on your credit situation with the Credit Bros. That's going to give you a better shot of being approved for that home that you want. Okay? Already, Vida. Also, you can have multiple options in the client portal. You'll be able to reapply with our partners, the third-party loan companies, in case you need extra money, extra cash. You'll be able to apply for that for your credit card or for an auto loan. Those are different options that you're going to have part of the benefits that the program has, the rent-to-own program, also to help our customers. Okay. After that, Vida, I'm going to be needing your help. I'm going to give you full access to Equifax. Right now, the only thing I'm able to see on your credit report is numbers, those few negative items, but you're going to be able to see where they're coming from, and I need you to help me identify those negative items, putting a check mark next to those. That way, I could identify those as misleading, inaccurate, outdated, and unverifiable on your credit report. And the next thing, you're going to send that information back to me right now, and I'm going to start sending a little bit, these few letters. I'm going to challenge all three of the credit bureaus at the same time for you. In other words, Vida, I'm going to help you clean up your credit score, remove those few negative items that you have, boost up your numbers for you to qualify for that home that you want once again. Okay. Alrighty, Vida. So, for me to be able to send you this information, listen very carefully because that information goes out automatically. Okay. I'm going to give you two options. Option number one, there's an initial fee, but since you're on a fixed income, I'm not going to apply 50% off for you. Typically, for everybody, it's 149. That's not going to apply for you. It's going to be 119. But once again, the only thing you need to do for me is prove that you're on a fixed income, that you get SSI, and I'll drop the price to $79. This is option number one on the monthly basis. There's no contracts, no long-term obligations. You pay as you go, the service rendered. And there's no cancellation fee. You're more than welcome to enter the program as soon as you achieve your goal. Get into a place of your own and, boost up your numbers so you can be ready for things on the future, for anything else that you need, okay? And option number two, I know money's tight right now, so nothing changes. $12.95, I could give you 21 days extension for you to pay the enrollment discounted price that I'm offering you right now. So, Vita, my question now is, which option would be better for you? Of $12.95 or the discounted price that I'm offering you right now because you're an SSI, 50% off on the monthly basis with no contracts.
The last one, the cheapest one.
Okay, no problem. Let me secure the line for you, Vita. So now my question is, to cover these $12.95, will you be using your debit or credit card, Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express? The line is secure for you. Just me and you on the line. I'm ready when you are.
Okay, but I don't have nothing on the card.
Okay, Vida, like I said, for me to be able to send you this information, it goes out automatically as soon as we process some sort of a payment. I wish I could send it to you like that. Okay, if there's somebody else that could do you the favor just to process these $12.95 to get you going, help you set up your account, give you access to everything because I do need your help sending me that information back from Equifax so that way I could start disputing those negative items and boost up your numbers. I don't want credit to be an issue once again for you to be denied. I want you to be in that house that you want, not the one you're going to qualify. I want you to be comfortable. So, I mean, there's somebody else that could do you the favor right now. Just $12.95. Get you going right now with everything.
I can go reload my card and call you back.
Okay, I have another option.
Yeah.
Okay, give me one second. We all have at least a dollar in our accounts. So I could just, like I said,
Okay.
the information goes out automatically. I could just process it. Nothing changes. Once again, the main thing for me is for you to receive that information and help you set up your account right now. Okay. So as a can we go ahead and process your card just for $1. That way I can send you that information. Once again, it's gonna go out automatically as soon as we process that $1.
Okay, 4784
4784
9920
9920
1382
1382
4737.
4. Hold on, 4737. Expiration date?
Is 226.
2 of 2026. And the CVV number, please?
798.
798. Let me read that information back to you. You told me it was 4784 99 20 13 20. Hold on. No, sorry about that. 4784 99 20 13 82. 4737. Expiration that is
Correct.
02 2026, and CVV number is 798. Is that correct?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, thank you. Give me 15 seconds. Let me put this information into your account with us and go over credit card disclosure. Just give me a few seconds. Thank you. Okay, we just need to go over credit card disclosure. We need your authorization in order to process an initial payment of $1 to be charged today. It's time to pursue the details of the card resulting in the claim will be subject to a reattempt for enrollment. We will not overdraft your account if the funds are not available. Once the payment is set, the second set of free one inch. We starting on 4/7/2022 as promised, 3 weeks from now, and then your month-to-month fee of $79. Locked in rate for as long as you need on the monthly basis will be starting on 5/7/2023. Any questions before I process this $1 only right now?
No, sir. Okay.
Thank you. Is your card activated? I could
process
yes, this
it
on. Okay, there we go. Give me about 10 seconds. Once again, as soon as the payment goes through, that information is going to go out and we're going to start setting up your account. I'm going to tell you the steps, okay? Thank you, Peter.
Okay.
Nope, it was a client.
It was a client. Nothing empty. Oh, shit. What is it? You got a dollar in your card? Credit card? Oh, shit. Hello?
Yes, I'm right here. Is it possible that you have a different card that we could process for that $1? The system, for your safety, is not going to let me process your card again. We're going to have to wait 3 hours. That's the reason I ask you if you have your card was activated so I could process this. It's just for safety, for your security. Okay. So I don't know if we could use a different card to process this $1.
Well, I don't know. Hold on. I'm trying to tell the other card. Okay, let's see. Hold on.
Give me a second. Give me 1 second. Okay, I'm ready when you are.
Hold on for a second. Okay, try 5155.
5155.
5014.
5014.
And 93. Hold on. Shit. Let me see. 98. Oh, shit. 9825.
Yep.
And 13. What was that one? 1382.
Okay, let me read that card back to you. You told me it was 5155, 5014, 9825. 1382.
Correct.
Expiration date?
Expiration date is 12/25.
The CVV number?
112.
112?
Oh, Lord. Correct.
Okay. Just give me a few seconds, once again, around 15 seconds, to put this information into your account. The card number is wrong. The system is not letting me go forward. You want to verify your card? You want to read that back to me once again? Really slow?
Yeah. Hold on, hold on. Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 5155.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. 5014.
Yep.
6-1. Okay. Okay, no, that's a 6. Okay, wait, hold on. Second. Okay. Shit. 9-3-7, hold on. I can't see that. What's that, a 5? Or 8? That's what it is. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
That one.
Which one?
The third one. Right here.
Right here.
The third set. Where's your finger at?
That's 14.
You know what? Where's your finger? Where's your finger? Right here.
5014-93-25-1382.
Right. Okay, I got it. We had a wrong number. I fixed it already. Okay. You told me it was an 8, but it was a 3. Don't worry. Give me one second. Okay, there we go. Now we got it correct.
Okay.
Okay, here we go again.
Oh, God.
Just give me about 10 seconds. I'm processing that $1 once again. Okay, thank you. Welcome to the program. Okay, the payment went through. Let me know when you receive that information. Okay?
Okay.
It's going to be coming from the Credit Pros.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Open that email or text message and look on the top for the URL or blue hyperlink. Click on it. You're going to be, well, as soon as it opens, you're going to see the agreement part. You're going to see your personal information. Make sure that everything is correct. First and last name, your mailing address, everything. The third step, the system is going to ask you to create a password. It's very important for you to create a password. That way, you're going to be able to access everything that I told you right now. So tell me when you're in that step creating your password. After that, you're going to be inside Equifax. And you're going to help me identify those negative items, okay? So I could receive that information back. Okay? It's pretty simple.
Okay, now do what? Shit. Oh, shit. Okay. Oh, shit. Okay. Okay, go on to the username thing.
Yes. Open the text message or email. Click on it, the one that's coming from the Credit Pros. You're going to click on that. You're going to look for the blue hyperlink or URL. You're going to click on that. And the first thing you're going to see, Vita, is the agreement part. Just click agree. The next thing you're going to be seeing is your first and last name, everything. Make sure that all your personal information is correct. If I miss something, you could put it in, you could fix it, and I'm going to be receiving that update right away, okay? Just click on next step on everything when after you're done. It's pretty simple. Let me know when you're in that part creating your password.
Do it says retain and service agreement?
Yep, there you go.
No.
Just click agree, and you're going to jump to the next step. verify that all your information is correct.
Okay. I'm trying to see what... Lord have mercy.
Trying to give you glass.
Okay. Please, God. Okay. Okay, I still agree. Okay, here we go. Okay, now what?
Okay, what part are you in right now?
The part is got my name came up and stuff, and social security number.
Okay, just if everything is correct, just click on next step, and you're going to be creating your password.
Okay. Okay, let's see. Select. Okay, what's this? It says, okay, I got it. I don't know what that means.
Okay, that is great. Congratulations once again on joining the Credit Pros. We are really excited to get you on this journey for a healthier credit score. I'm going to be transferring you to our auto credit advisor ACE, who's going to be verifying that I enter all your information correctly. This is just going to take 2 more minutes of your time, and it's very important, Vita, that you listen to the entire message for your account to be fully set up. I want you to stay in the line, and please do not hang up for the transfer. At this point, Vina, I just want to thank you for your business. I wish you the best of luck on the housing option and everything. I'm going to be working on your credit situation, okay, to remove the negative items and help you boost up your numbers. At the same time, you're going to get those housing options. They're going to be in contact with you with the Rent-to-Own program, okay? So be ready for the transfer. Do not hang up, okay?
They didn't give me no password.
Okay. If you were supposed to create your, it was not going to give you a password. You're supposed to create your password. But you told me that you were in the last step already. Let's do this or welcome to the company. You're going to be able to access everything. Okay. Automatically, the system is going to give you everything. So be ready for the transfer. Bye-bye.
Thanks for enrolling in the Credit Pros. Improving your credit is one of the best decisions you can make. Congratulations. Hi. I'm Ace, your automated credit advisor, and I'd like to quickly review your information so we can get started. This will only take a minute or two. If any of the information verified on this call is inaccurate, please press 1 at the end of the call and we'll connect you to a client success team member to correct it. You enrolled in post-date program. You were charged $1 today, and will be charged $119 on April 7, 2023. Each month you will be charged $119 on the 7th of the month. Your date of birth is February 4, 1967 and your social security number is 29372-4581. Your address is 2784 Euclid Road, Columbus, Ohio, United States 43224. Also, you just received an email and a text message with some easy instructions to log into our client portal. Don't worry, I'm already working for you behind the scenes to build out the perfect credit action plan for you. Make sure to log in as soon as possible to check it out. If you'd like to speak with a client success agent, they're always available to speak to you in live chat on our site and in our app. You can use the chat to talk to the team, reset your password, and even send us documents. If any of the information verified on this call is inaccurate, please press 1 and we will connect you to a client.
Please press 1 for English and 2 for Spanish-speaking representatives. This call may be recorded.
Hi, this is Axel. I'm a certified credit repair specialist from the Credit Pro Services team. Thank you so much for calling. How may I help you today?
I did everything right, but I didn't put my password in.
Okay, so did you enroll with the Credit Pro today, and are you trying to log into the portal?
Yeah, I did everything, and they accepted everything, but I didn't do a password. Do I have to do a password, or?
What? Yeah, okay? No worries. So just
everything else went through.
Let me confirm. Yeah, sorry. Let me confirm the account. Can you please spell your first and last name?
Beda. H. Last name Hendricks. Beda Hendricks.
Thank you so much for that. May I have the last 4 digits of your social?
4581.
Thank you so much for the full verification. It's Beda, right?
Yes.
Okay, so let me go ahead now. So basically, when you try to log into the portal, it's asking for a password, right?
Yes.
So you need to create a password. In that case, you only need to create a password.
I can say what I want the password to be. Hello?
Yeah, so basically, yeah, can you hear me?
Okay.
Yeah, the password that you need to put in, it's with a capital letter, 8 characters minimum, and a special symbol. So it could be your name, 12, and dollar sign, by example. For example, sorry.
What symbol? What kind of symbol?
Yeah, it could be a dollar sign.
Okay. Okay. So I need to go back and find it.
Yeah, I need to confirm. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. So, well, let me go ahead
here
and confirm.
It could be Miracle. Miracle. $1.
Okay, so you need to be with a capital letter. I mean, the M in the capital letters and the other letters in a lowercase.
Yeah, but I'm not seeing this on my phone.
Okay, Beda, so just let me confirm the information that we have here.
Mm-hmm.
Can you please provide me again your street address just to confirm that we have the right information?
Say it again.
Can you please repeat
for me
your excuse me?
My information?
Yeah.
My phone keeps cutting off. Say it again, please. Huh? I can't hear you.
Can you please provide me your address?
My phone's acting stupid. 2784 YORK CLIFF Road, York Cliff Road.
Okay, so this is your address, right? So we have a street address 2784 Euclid RD, Columbus, Ohio.
York Cliff, like New York, York. YORK CLIFF, York Cliff. YORK CLIFF Road.
Can you please provide me your postal code?
My postal code, what is that? What's that?
Yeah, your postal code. Can you please provide me your postal code? Just to verify that here.
What's the postal code?
I mean, it's a street address, city. A street address.
Okay, Columbus,
city,
Ohio.
State and postal code.
Okay. Columbus, Ohio, 43219.
Okay, so your social security number is
19.
It's 19. Yeah. I'm asking you your social security number just to make sure it's 4581.
Correct.
Okay, thank you so much for that. We have the right information here, so just let me go ahead, update the information. So, well, with that, do you have any other question or doubt that I can help you with?
And what's the name of this business again? Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah,
Can
what's
you
the
hear
name of
me?
this company?
The Credit Pros.
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you. The Credit Pros?
Correct.
Huh? Okay,
Yeah,
cool.
it's the Credit Pros.
Okay.
Okay, anything else that I can help you with?
Okay. Now, okay. That's all for that. I'm done. 20 pros, huh?
Okay,
Goodbye.
have a wonderful day. Bye bye.
Oh, my fucking information.